Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary, the realest, the rawest, and the best. Of course, this is my opinion marketing show on Earth. Why? Well, because we're actually interviewing real customers. This is not a guru-to-guru conversation. This is today. Shanda, our guest, is like all of our guests, customers that went through our training, who are here to share their excitement, to share how how it may have impacted their lives, and also to talk about some of the things that it takes, or all of the things, depending on how much we can fit into our time, that it takes to be able to be successful, including the mindset, including overcoming limiting beliefs, including time management, all of those things. Because for many of you going from employee to trying entrepreneurship, it is a big change. And so with that being said, let's kick this Monday off with a fantastic guest. So excited to have her on. Shanda, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, Dave.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. A little nervous, but I'm excited.
Understood. Are you a viewer of the show when you're not on?
I am. I listen to the show if I'm in the car. This morning, I listened to one of the shows from last week when I was running. So I try to listen as often as I can. It may be while I'm cleaning house or cutting the grass. I have AirPods in. So I try to utilize all the resources that are out there that you guys provide.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. So what was the, what's the main motivating factor, or what opened you up or got you looking to, go online or start your own digital marketing business in the first place?
Well, so my background is in nursing, and my husband and I have owned our own manufacturing company for about 20 years. We've been self-employed. And so leading up to our daughter graduating from high school last year, I knew that I wanted to do something. I didn't want to work more in our business, but I wanted something different. I thought throughout the time that I'd been a stay-at-home mom and helping my husband that I would go back to nursing in some form or fashion. As the time got, near, I really just had kind of lost my drive to do that. And I think part of that was just from having parents that were going through different things medically and just having to take care of, so many other things that I really just didn't have that drive any longer. And so I'd been praying about it, and I saw a couple of things that came in online. I started doing some research, and really I thought, well, maybe this is some skills that I could learn that maybe we could even utilize in our business with some of our products. And then once I started the 15-day challenge, I got like 2 or 3 days in, and I told my husband, I was like, oh no, there's such an easier way. You're on your own with the business now. I know you want to take things online, but that is not going to be where I'm helping, dude. And so I started the 15-day challenge, and was ready to get started. I bought the blueprints. I was excited. Like day two, day three, I thought, oh my gosh, I just couldn't get enough of the information. And then I started doing the blueprints, and then my husband ruptures a disc in his back and was home for 3 months. I had to have major surgery. I got him home from there. And then my father, who has Lewy body dementia, Parkinson's, he falls and breaks his hand, has to have surgery, get him home. And then my father-in-law, has to have emergency surgery the day before Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, that led to him passing away after 11-year battle. So during that time, I've been offered 2 nursing positions, and I didn't feel that like that's where I needed to be. And I think the Lord confirmed that with what I was going through with our family. And so I just was like, January came, I was like, it's time to launch. And so I just, decided, okay, I'm all in. Yeah. The rest is history.
Wow. Well, there's two sides to that story. First is sadness and my condolences to you. The other side is excitement and new possibilities and new opportunities, and also listening to your listening to God, listening to yourself, listening to your gut, right? And following those you know, that lead that you are feeling to try something new. And that's exciting. Good for you. And so how are you feeling about your decision now after you've committed?
I'm extremely excited. In fact, I wake up every morning and I'm excited to get started and work on a new portion of it. I'm excited to tell other people about it. I want to teach and, help others to be able to, move either if they have a current business online with products or whatever. And so it's feeding my soul. I get so excited, and I'm excited to learn new things on a regular basis too.
Wow. Well, good for you. So you had mentioned earlier in the show, utilizing all the resources. What was it like for you? You're a nurse by trade, by school, and so you've had plenty of schooling, you've had plenty of training, you've had plenty of probably ongoing training to stay up to date. What was it like for you? Again, you said I utilized all the resources. We have many. You mentioned the 15-day challenge, which is kind of our introductory course to allow somebody to get their feet wet for a very low out-of-pocket cost to determine if it's something that's a good fit for them. We have then our flagship Blueprints products that are always available 24/7, 365, but we just make a special offer during the challenge for people to get all four of our Blueprints for the price of one as they're going through. We also have an advisor that's there to introduce those products, but also to answer questions. What was that whole experience like for you going back to kind of school, being new, but then you say also taking advantage of all the resources? What were those components and that overall experience like for you?
It was wonderful, actually, and surprising. Actually, I have multiple degrees. I didn't start out in nursing. I have a degree in exercise science. I have a degree in business, and I have my clinical nursing degree. Also, I've always loved to learn. And so having those business back, classes and learning a little bit about marketing, so many years ago, I really thought when I started this 15-day challenge, even for $7, I thought, my goodness, there is so much information in here. Like, I felt like I felt guilty for getting so much information for such little money, because I feel like we've always had to, you get so little for your money these days. And then, like I said, day two, day three, I was so excited. And I share this story with people, that have reached out, and friends and family that are, that have started this journey with me. And I can't say enough about it. The Blueprints, there is so much information in there. It's a little overwhelming. I had a wonderful business advisor. I hope it's okay to say his name on here. His name was Darren. And he was fabulous. I've reached out to him even since I did, my initial interaction with him, even after I started the Blueprints. And I was like, hey, I'm a little overwhelmed at this. And he, what should I do? And he's like, why don't you, look into this or look into that? And I just cannot say enough wonderful things about everyone at Legendary. So professional, so helpful, and just insightful. And that in itself is exciting to me when I share the product with other people, because I do have the formal education to compare it to. I just feel like there's so much information and things are changing so often. And I think with any business, you need to start with a firm foundation. And for me, the firm foundation is education and learning from other people that have gone before me. And then also I've gotten through Legendary and the Facebook page and some of the others. I'm in an engagement group. And so, with some of us that are even newer, it's been a wonderful resource. I can't say enough.
Wow. Well, that's great to hear. And I'm always glad to hear such a positive experience. For the most part, most of our customers who come through are having that sort of a satisfied experience. Although this takes work and commitment. And so this is not, this is something that we try to, this is one of the reasons why we do this show, is to try to give sort of more long form conversation behind the scenes of what you're seeing out there on the internet or what you may hear in a 60-second video from somebody, or even what you may have heard somewhere else about building a business. You know, it's the American dream, for goodness sakes. It's building a business, being a millionaire, all these things are things that this is not the first time that we've probably dreamt or heard of these things. And many, I think, come into building a business thinking that, you know, I just need to be a business owner. I just need to be my own boss. What were some of the things internally that you've had to overcome, limiting beliefs that you've had to, mindset things that you've had to do, fears of judgment, rejection, criticism? What are some of the things that you've had to overcome that if I wouldn't ask you, we may not know were actually going on in here and in here and behind the scenes?
Right. Well, I know as a business owner, my husband and I, owning our other company, that it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of sacrifice in any business. Especially when you're building it and when you're, laying that firm foundation. I am an all or nothing type person. So if I do something, I'm going to give it 150%. So there are many days that I may spend 6 or 8 hours a day, sometimes longer, other days much less. But that part of that is just education, and I'm challenged. So that's another thing I've had to kind of learn. And the self-doubt, because I'm like, okay, I'm 49 years old. I'm not great at technology, but I'm learning. And so I think that's now become part of the fun aspect for me. I also was concerned about what people would think. I wasn't sure I wanted my friends and family to know that I was starting this initially, because it's like, okay, how about if it doesn't work out? Or, I don't really enjoy being in front of the camera. I've never really enjoyed having my picture taken. So when I felt like the Lord, okay, this is where He led me, I'm like, He's got a sense of humor, because it's all, kind of putting everything out there, where I've always kind of lived more of a private life. It's a lot of work. But I think also when you find something that feeds your soul with work or volunteer or, otherwise, you get excited about it. And for me, this feeds my soul.
Mm, that's wonderful. That's great to hear. And I think that's a very normal thing. I think we can all relate to that, starting something and not wanting everybody to know about it if we fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's such a reasonable fear and concern or cause of anxiety. What did you do or tell yourself in order to overcome that, to put what you wanted to do above what potentially others might think, or some impending doom? I call it future tripping, right? Because we're not, it hasn't happened and we're not totally sure that's what their response is going to be, but it can still feel crippling. How did you overcome some of those limiting beliefs? And was there something that you said was just getting out there and posting marketing content and beginning to put yourself out there in realizing that you were getting positive feedback help you? I mean, I think that you have to act yourself into a new way of thinking. You can't think yourself into a new way of acting, meaning that your mind usually follows your actions. You get into motion, you start getting a positive result from that motion, and then your belief systems change. Is that how it happened with you? Did you do it despite the fears, or did you overcome the fears and then do it?
I think it would be a combination of both. First off, because I know the Lord has led me to this, to where I'm at. I always just refer back to when I have the self-doubt. I'm like, I know this is what the Lord has for me. I'm not sure how He's going to use me, but I know that this is where I'm supposed to be. So I have that I just continue to remind myself. But when I do start feeling the self-doubt, I'll do a reel or I'll make a post, and what I think I will get more views from, I don't. And then I post something else and I get a lot of views, and then I'm like, okay, how? Still trying to figure that part out. But I feel like about the time that I'm thinking and having some self-doubt is when I'll have somebody, I'll find out about a commission, or someone new will reach out and want more information. And so it is a continuous, where you have to remind yourself regularly, that I can do this, you know, and that with hard work, you know, I'll get there.
Yeah. What has it been like to begin to get that feedback from your audience, to actually build an audience and begin to get that feedback, positive? Maybe there's been some constructive criticism or even negative. That usually comes with the territory. If you're getting nothing but negative feedback, then you should probably change what you're doing. But that's just a general rule. What's it been like for you to get, you know, positive feedback from people and people to tell you that they are appreciating? And then, of course, voting with their wallet, you know, opting in, or voting with their information, opting in, asking you for more information, buying things that you're recommending. What has that done for your belief, for your confidence, and ultimately for how you approach the business?
It definitely builds your confidence because, you know, initially you'll think, I don't feel like I'm reaching that audience, or even trying to figure out who my audience was. You know, was it stay-at-home moms like myself where I was? Was it empty nesters in the season that I'm in now, or in helping parents? And so, you know, it's just when you do get that positive feedback, it kind of lets you go, okay, I can do this. And I am reaching, you know, my viewers, and I am being helpful. By nature, that kind of feeds my soul. I like to help people. I like to serve others. And this is a wonderful way for me to be able to do that. And so when I do feel like I have connected with someone, or someone is asking for information and I can be helpful, that in itself, you know, feeds, you know, makes me think, okay, this is why I'm doing this. This is what it's all about. Not just making the commission, but building a community to support and help one another. I think that that's the most important part of all of it. It's collaboration, and, you know, I learned this and I can share it with you, and then I can learn something from someone else. You know, it's all about our journey.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I love that. What was the reason or the kind of process behind you picking your niche? And in you're a nurse, you've got, you know, a lot of different skills and expertise. You said you have multiple degrees. You're in the online business space. You chose that niche. It appears registered nurse to affiliate. And so what was kind of your thinking behind that? Do you see yourself expanding into other products, into other niches in the future? Talk to us a little bit about, you know, that process of, you know, we provide the fishing formula business plan to help people kind of get an idea of the 8 different parts of the decisions that you need to make. You know, where are you going to be looking for customers? What are you going to be looking to, you know, what specific customer are you going to be looking for? What specific solution to their problem? How are you going to, you know, get them to come to you? How are you going to get them specifically to give you their information? What are you going to sell them at first? What are you going to follow up with and sell them second and third? What attracted you to the niche that you've chosen? Do you see yourself doubling down on that niche? If so, why, or expanding into other products or niches in the future?
So yes, initially I thought I was going to do health and wellness because that's always been a passion. And I do have a background for that. But then after I started doing the blueprints and really dug into them, I really felt like education and teaching other people about how to do this online, and providing those resources. And I consider wealth and education, helping others to build wealth and learning how to do that, building a firm foundation. So my plan was to start as an affiliate and then, of course, eventually move into being able to provide more educational resources to help people, you know, along their journey. Because it's not just about, you know, how do I get my funnel built real quickly so that I can start making commissions, but how can I build a business foundation for the future, and how can I help people get there? I also, during not only nursing, I also taught at one of our local colleges for 5.5 years. So I've always liked that educational part of being able to teach other people the things that I've learned. So I want to really concentrate on that. But then I think my next area of interest is teaching other people that are in that sandwich season of, you know, raising your family and your parents becoming their health starting to decline. I owned an in-home care company for a short amount of time, and I learned a lot about the differences in in-home care, home health, and hospice. And a lot of times people get to this stage in life and they think, oh, well, Medicare, they pay for that. Well, they don't. And so I would like to be able to, and I want to do that through digital products, you know, building online resources for families like mine that are, you know, my father who has Parkinson's with Lewy body dementia and my father-in-law who had Parkinson's with super progressive nuclear palsy, resources to help other families that maybe walk in the same journey, even if it's not exactly the same.
Wow. So I love that.
So that's kind of my, I'm here and I, how I want to get here.
Yeah.
I also look at this business, not only the educational part, but as another modality to help build other passive incomes in real estate. I'd like to do some, you know, home flipping and Airbnbs, and we've owned rental properties in the past. But I think this is a way to help my family get there sooner.
Yeah.
You know, using this income to invest in other ways.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And I love that. I love to hear people. Sure. I mean, just like Bathari, I had a similar experience. I'm an ex-doctor, was planning to be in the health niche, but the pain of working 9 to 5 and still broke speaks more to me than anything else. And the ideas flow easier and faster when I think about the MMO, that's the make money online niche. So, you know, hey, my friends, that's just an individual's experience. And we still encourage everybody to really give it thorough thought about what, you know, what are you passionate about? What can you talk about easily? Are there products out there that you're already using that you may be able to be an affiliate for? Are you in a position to just jump right in and go through our digital courses blueprint and create courses or, you know, coaching programs of your own? Colleen says, Shanda, this all just resonates with me so much. 100% my favorite Wake Up Legendary of all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pepper says, this is exactly where I am in life, raising my grandchild, special needs adult child with and aging parents.
That's a hard thing. Very hard.
Very. Yeah, for sure. Connie says, such a needed niche. We relied on home health when my mom had ALS.
My father's brother, he died of ALS at 48. And that's a hard journey.
My aunt had it as well. We as caregivers are thrown into the fire to navigate resources for our elderly loved ones. Yeah. So this is great. Mick says, amazing purpose, Shanda. Everything about you and your business is about helping others and adding value to other people's lives. You're inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think too that, I lost my train of thought. I thank you so much for that. I do think that a lot of times we are in that season, and you figure, you know, like I was planning, you know, I thought I would go back into nursing and I really thought I was going to go into hospice care of some kind. But then, you know, my husband had to have surgery and I had to step in and do more in our business. And then my father and then my father-in-law. And what I realized was, you know, this season, I wanted to be able to do something to give back and generate an income for my family. But I also wanted the flexibility to be able to, you know, help my mother with my father, go to doctor's appointments, be there to support my mother-in-law. Our family, I'm very fortunate. I come from a very close-knit family, and I'm married into a very close-knit family, which is a blessing in itself. You know, and it's hard when you're being pulled in multiple directions. So, you know, this is a great, you know, way to be able to do both.
Yeah. And I just have to point out, there's a lot of people who are commenting about this particular chapter of their lives. Sarah said, this would have been amazing info to have last fall when my gran was at the end of her Alzheimer's journey. Dana says, love this. I'm in the sandwich spot as well. Son's away at school and moving home to be near my family. Thank you for your story. It truly helps. You know, former caregiver to mother-in-law, Alzheimer's. It was very tough to navigate. You know, just regardless of what for you anyways, whether you're in the home healthcare niche and you're creating digital products or providing information on that topic, or whether you are promoting make money online business, online marketing skills, courses, things of that nature, appealing and addressing to this particular niche of people is a very you know, it's a powerful sub niche. It's a powerful category. And you're seeing that right now just in these comments. Thank you everybody for your feedback to Shanda's shares here and her potential, you know, ideas or her ideas about her potential future plans. I would, you know, invite you to, you know, think about how to even address those people now and begin to, you know, perfect those talk tracks and begin to perfect those stories or that marketing message, because, you know, you can certainly, one of the greatest, I think one of the necessary skills of marketing, of storytelling, is to be able to bridge the gap between something that happened in somebody's life and something that you're recommending, right? So to be able to address lots of different people, not all in the same time or not all with the same commercial or message or video, but to be able to create videos, this is very key. I want everybody to hear this, to be able to have the ability to create multiple commercials or multiple ads, meaning nowadays those commercials can just be a 30 or 60 or 90 second video on social media. Okay. That's what I mean when I say commercial, but to be able to make multiple commercials addressing multiple categories of people, and still then transition over to leading and recommending what it is that you have to sell or recommend. Mm-hmm. That is key. That is key, right? The ability to be able to talk to, in not all at once. I think this is super key, because many of us might think, well, how in the heck am I going to do that? How do I talk to millennials as well as boomers in the same commercial or video? You don't. You know, okay. You don't need to. That's not necessary. But in nowadays, we are all posting social media commercials and advertisements that you know, we are posting videos, and you have as many commercials as you want to post in one day. You can post one. You can post 10. So you have every opportunity. We all do, to be able to post multiple different marketing messages or commercials to lots of different people. And we're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table if we're only talking to one category of people. And I think this is GF Dubs. My examples are exactly what I just said. For example, millennials. Here's why you as a millennial, let's just take the make money online niche. You as a millennial may be getting pitched or have been pitched the one size fits all plan for your career, which is go to school, get good grades, be a good little boy, good little girl, get a job. And you may have You may be sitting here right now with tons of student loan debt, and you may not even be working in the degree or the field that you got your degree. There's a percentage of people, and I don't have that right in front of me, but you could easily find that stat of people who are not working within their degree field. Well, it's 2024. It's time to learn some online marketing skills. This is the direction. You were probably sitting home through the pandemic without an ability to really make money if you were. What if you would have had a way to support your family? Well, you might want to start now. Now, this separately, the same exact commercial for a person in the category that you were just speaking, Shanda. This is somebody who is not a millennial, but well, maybe a millennial. I'm 40. I'm a millennial. Taking care of your parents or having family members who are moving into that phase in which they need assistance, to where that you need to take care of them. You're becoming maybe even a full-time caregiver. Hey, if you are in this position where you have parents, you are, or family members or people that you care about who need caregiving, who need assisted living, who need additional, who may even need an assisted living facility, ALF, you are probably surprised, even shocked by the fact that insurance and or some of the things that you thought would be covered are not. And you may be feeling a financial crunch because of that. Well, you can sit on your hands and do nothing, or you can do something about it. Now, what are your options? Well, you can go back to college. Unfortunately, for most of us, that's going to take too long, right? I don't know about you, but I don't have 4 years. You probably don't either, to get a degree plus the loans or the money to be able to do it. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars. Well, for a somewhat, not totally insignificant, but much less than that, you can take some courses. You can even get free information, but oftentimes that can be like putting pieces of a puzzle together. You can take some courses. You can go online and you can learn some skills that can teach you how or what your options are to generate streams of income from the internet. I have a few recommendations that you might want to take a look at. Right, there's your message or your commercial to those people. So you know you can mix and match those, whether they be to a specific category of people or an occupation such as nurses, whether it be to contractors, whether it, you know. So Shanda, what's coming up for you is I'm kind of going through some of these different ideas and the ability to be versatile with whatever you're marketing to multiple categories or sub niches of people.
Right. I think you're right. You hit the nail on the head. And that's when I've been talking to other people that have reached out or interested in potentially making a passive income online or, you know, as an affiliate or digital creator or whatever. I usually suggest starting with something that they're compassionate about or a hobby that they have. And then you can tailor it, you know, towards that. But you're exactly right. I think that providing resources and recognizing, you know, if you aren't at the stage of being sandwiched between raising your family and your elderly, you know, or aging parents, you will be one day, you know, and so it's kind of, to me, twofold with this. We also learned through caring for my great aunt who had Alzheimer's and my father-in-law, you know, not only having to pay for maybe an assisted living facility, but also caregivers to come in and realizing exactly how expensive that is. And even if you have invested well and you have multiple streams of income coming in for retirement, I realized through that process, you need a whole lot more, you know, and so having an only child, I don't want to leave her in a position if my husband and I were to need that kind of care, which is why I want multiple streams of income moving forward for retirement. But also, I think it as a child of aging parents, you know, we can also generate an income if we need to help pay for caregivers for them, if we're not able to physically be there or we're still, you know, taking care of our own children. I just think, you know, there's so many different ways that you can, you know, look at that. If you're not there yet, you may be there soon. You hope not. I think that goes back to health and wellness. It goes, you know, there's a lot of different things to me that this encompasses. You know, I want to do good, well, I want to be healthy and do as much as I can personally, so that I can enjoy my retirement years too. And that stress of all of it sometimes can, did I answer your question or did I go off on a tangent? I think.
Oh. You don't go off on a tangent, and even remotely compared to me going off on a tangent. So your tangents are tiny, and that was very clear. It very much so answered my questions, and there is no right or wrong answer to this. I think that's one of the things that we realize. You know, when you're in your nursing job, there is a right or wrong answer. You know, it's, you know, you're looking at a screen or you're talking about somebody's medication and it's pretty cut and dry. With this, when you're talking about marketing and you're talking about reaching people with a message or solving people's problems, which may or may not be, in most cases, they're not black and white. You know, there is multiple ways to skin a cat. And I think that's one of the things that we all tend to or don't embrace enough. If I was to say in my nearly 1,000 interviews here on this show of customers, what is one of the main things that sticks out to me? It's that, you know, we all have, you know, there's no new ideas, there's no new niches. There's no new, a lot of things, but what you do have that's unique is your story, your personality, and how you deliver it, you know? And so, I think, that's one of the things for everybody to remember is that there is no right or wrong answers. And there's also, a lot of power in embracing your own approach. How have you avoided, you know, comparisonitis or falling into the trap of looking at what others are doing and trying to copy them too much out there? We know there's plenty of examples both inside our community as well as out. We're not the only people who are doing this on the internet, doing affiliate marketing, selling courses, coaching events. So how have you, what has been some of the things that have helped you to find your own voice and embrace your own ideas and style?
I think that is still evolving. You know, because I think I've started out with the basic, you know, reel with the information on the screen and I know where I need to go. And so for me, that is evolving. I try to only follow a few other professionals in this area. I think if you start looking at too many at one time, you can kind of go in too many directions. And so I have a lot of room for development in that. I've never been very competitive with other people, but I've always been very internally competitive. So I try not to compare myself to other people too often, even though I think as humans we do. But like I said, I'm a work in progress. Each day I'm trying to learn, and I just try to, you know, see what other people are doing, and then just try to, you know, use my journey, which is going to be different than someone else's journey, and how, where I'm at in my life and how can I share that with other people, whether it be a struggle, because being a caregiver is to me probably one of the most difficult jobs anyone will ever have. But also, so I'm a work in progress. So yeah. I know where I need to go. And I'm looking forward to getting there. It's just, you know, learning and getting more comfortable in front of the camera, and share our story. Cause I've always been pretty private, especially with those emotional things.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. What have you learned about yourself throughout this journey?
Well, I've always told our daughter and my husband, we always talk, you know, I can do hard things, you know, and just reminding myself when it is hard, you know, that we've got this together. And so just reminding myself, you know, yeah, there was one day I was just so frustrated. I had spent four hours on this video, and I was just trying to tell my story. And by the time I ended up telling it, it was like 8 minutes long. And so my husband came in, it was a Friday afternoon, and he's like, "You look so frustrated." I was like, "I am." I was like, "I've spent 4 hours on this and it's terrible. The lighting's all, you know, just everything." And he was like, "Oh, you know," he was encouraging. And our daughter, who's in college, you know, I had sent it to her and I was like, "You know, what do you think?" And she's like, she gave me feedback, you know. And so I was like, "I just have to step away from this and, you know, just revisit it." And so, you know, just, I guess, giving myself grace. I do have a small part of my personality that's perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have to be okay with it not looking perfect and it not being perfect. And because really in life, there is nothing that's perfect. Yeah. But allowing myself to embrace that same, you know, thought.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I can certainly relate to that. And entrepreneurship does require patience. It requires also, if you're going to have people around you, them to be supportive. There's various ways that we can get people to be supportive. They either come that way or we have to persuade them to be that way. If you have them already, which it sounds like you do, you're very lucky. What's your husband's name?
Mark.
Shout out to Mark. Yeah. Sounds very supportive and loving, and that's a blessing. Shanda, this has been inspirational, very educational, very clear, very helpful. I really appreciate your time today. It's a beautiful long form conversation about what it really takes, the attitude, the mindset, the work ethic, you know, how to approach, reapproach, keep trying, you know, not give up, look at alternative niches to expand your take these skills, which are very transferable into so many different niches, to figure out a product or a niche that you can get started with, and then continue to expand, continue to build up your confidence so you do feel confident to go into you know, new places, new niches, new products, new customers, and also, you know, realizing and remembering that you're a professional and you may be doing something new, you may be communicating with people in a new format, but you never lost your skills and your professionalism and what you've known that's got you this far in life. And I see that a lot in you. And I also love your spirituality, and I love the fact that you are, you know, you're being intentional about your decisions and going where you feel called and led. And we're grateful that that led you to us. And so we'll continue to support you every step of the way in your journey. Keep up the great work. Stay legendary, my friend. And come back and see me in a couple of months and keep us posted on your journey, okay?
I will. And thank you so much. It's been an honor to be here today. And for anybody that is still on, if you are struggling through that season, if you want to reach out to me, I'd be, you know, love to encourage you. I'm here if anyone needs me.
Awesome. Thanks, Shanda. We'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, my friends, you can find Shanda on Instagram at Registered Nurse to Affiliate, spelled exactly how it sounds. Thank you for all the love and support to Shanda. Very relatable, Andrea. I agree. I'm thanking her for her inspiration and her wisdom as well. You all are so supportive. It's something with us nurses about perfectionism, grace, grace, grace to ourselves, sending love from Alabama. I so much agree. Yep, beautiful heart, Jennifer says. Thanks for getting out there with this important message. You have a very warming and caring aura, Shanda. I think those are two very powerful things you'll be able to build off in your journey. You are doing great, and I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you, Shanda. This was an amazing conversation. Yes, thank you, Shanda. Hi, Kathy. You are such an inspiration to everyone. Calm and gentle. So confident. God bless you, girl. Hey, GF says, thank you, Shanda and Dave. I learned a lot today, and hopefully your question was answered earlier. GF, thanks for it. Fabulous, wake up legendary. Thank you, Shanda. So many nuggets. Hi, Bonnie. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much, Shanda. Shanda, you're amazing. Thank you for your honesty. You are truly a lovely person, Shanda. Entrepreneurship is all patience and prayers. Hey, I think Shanda would agree with that. As a matter of fact, I can see her nodding. She does. Yes, good stuff. Such wise and relatable words. I agree. Be patient with yourself. Yes, girl. It's all here, my friends. It's all here. So pleasant to listen to. I agree. Thank you, Dave. Me? Who, me? For constantly having people give us so much. Hey, thank you all for being so amazing that we can continue to bring you all on and interview you. It's my pleasure. Nurses in the fam. Appreciate nurses. Agree. They're the best of what America has to offer. That's for darn sure. Yes, bless her for sharing her heart. Great inspiration, both Dave and Shanda. Glad you're here. Glad you're getting value. Great wake up legendary. She's so sweet. I truly needed to hear this today. Thank you, Shanda. Awesome wake up legendary. All right, my friends, thank you so much. I'd love to sit here and read them all to make you all know that they mean a lot to us, each and every one of them. Thank you so much. And once again, thank you, Shanda, for an amazing episode. You can find her at Registered Nurse to Affiliate. If you want to get a text message reminder every time we go live, you can go to 813-296-8, excuse me, you can text WUL to 813-296-8553 right on your phone. Just text it, okay? Just type in WUL in the little where you would normally put your text and then send it to 813-296-8553. We will only and always text you. Just reminders about the show with a simple link to click over and watch live. If you want to get started with any of our curriculum, you can go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. Start with our challenge. Get into our blueprints. Come to a mastermind. We'd love to meet you where you're at. And all of the people's results that you see on Wake Up Legendary are their own results. They're not typical. They're not average. They can be above average. They can be extraordinary. Each person is going to get their own individual results. The average person who buys any how-to information, in my experience, gets little to no results. And we're certainly doing everything that we can to change that, which is why we have the coaching, the accountability, the community, the interviews, everything going on. But just remember, your results will definitely vary. You could get less, you could get the same, you could get more. Please don't take any of these stories, shares, results on the show as an expectation of what is going to happen with you. All businesses entail risk. They entail hard work. They entail effort. They entail commitment. All the things that we talk about on this show. All right, my friends. We will see you tomorrow for another episode. Get out of here. Have an amazing day. Stay legendary. And thank you once again, Shanda, for an amazing episode. Get out of here, my friends. Peace.